Welcome to the third episode of the Independent Presbyterian Church Mystery Theater, presented by the IPC Choir. As a reminder, we have borrowed from movies, comedians, and especially the writings of Mark Schweitzer. The story we're presenting over these four episodes is fictitious. In the first episode, organist and choir master Jeff McClelland and his wife Amy were kidnapped from IPC. Two detectives, Les Intelligent and Fred Knott, are investigating the case. They heard from a choir soprano that the sopranos likely had nothing to do with the kidnapping. The detectives questioned the IPC staff and discovered that notes containing the number 1 and the letters B and C were in their mailboxes. This seemed like an important clue for the detectives, though the staff was ruled out as the perpetrators. The detective visited a choir rehearsal, but also ruled out the choir members as suspects in the disappearance. They received another clue that a pastime is involved in the disappearance. We now join detectives Les Intelligent and Fred Knott in their office as they continue their investigation.
It was a dark and partly cloudy night. Dark because, well, it was night. It would have been partly sunny if it was daytime, but it was night, so it was dark. It should have been a stormy night. Stormy Knight was my secretary until a few months ago. Stormy was all blonde and no brains, but that isn't why I fired her. Unfortunately, she got laid off. Business was bad. In fact, we were about as busy as the Garden of Eden dating service. I was in a bad mood. I had just come from a funeral mass for a 75 Buick. It was a car requiem. Then a dame walked into my office.
I'm looking for a less intelligent detective.
I'm less intelligent. What's your name, Toots?
No, it's not Toots. It's Karen Schottinger. I really need you to find Jeff. He's been hosting Zoom meetings for the choir, and I don't have anyone else to tell about Lynn Simmons' rat bite and rabies treatment.
Do you have any information that might help us?
I believe you should look at a guy named Gondola.
Henry Gondola? He's my arch enemy. The thing is, Henry Gondola was dead. Or was he? No, he was dead all right. I was there at the autopsy. I mean, they took his brain out and everything. I remember because I had to rub Vicks Vapor Rub under my nose, and when the girl I was dating at the time tried to kiss me, she said, "What are you trying to do? Give me your cold, you beast?" Then I wondered why I was making out with my date at an autopsy. So he was dead. That's when I decided to go see the usual suspects. Fortunately, they could always be found at the usual suspects bar and grill. I could kick myself for not thinking of the usual suspects first, but that would hurt, so I kicked Fred Knott instead.
Ow! What did you do that for?
I made a mistake. I could kick myself, but that would hurt, so I kicked you instead.
Huh. Makes sense to me.
Let's go to the usual suspects bar and grill. The place was crawling with reprobates like Japanese tourists at the Sistine Chapel. I felt as out of place as Britney Spears at a convent. We were about as welcome as Paris Hilton at a Mensa convention. The customers looked at me like PETA members look at Michael Vick. Look, there's my favorite bartender, Two Fingers Louie. Hey, Louie, pour me 3 fingers of whiskey.
Why, you?
Just kidding. Give us 2 beers.
I'll take 2 beers also.
Hey, Louie, you seen this guy, McClelland? Here's a picture. I think he used to be a regular here.
Yeah, I know him. He used to drink beer here, but then he hit on a special recipe for craft beer. Ever since then, he drinks the good stuff and has pulled away most of my customers. I may need to start serving wine and chocolate martinis just to stay in business.
So, you wouldn't mind seeing McClelland out of the picture?
Not a bit.
You had a financial setback a few years ago, didn't you?
Yeah, I designed submarines for the Navy.
That sounds like a well-paying profession. What happened?
The submarines, they weighed too much, so I decided to make them lighter by using styrofoam instead of metal.
But styrofoam doesn't sink. Wouldn't that make for a lousy submarine?
And that's why I'm working at this establishment.
I'm going to talk to some of your customers. Dono earlier, isn't it?
Yeah, what do you want?
You still work for Classic Choir Tours?
Yeah, what of it?
Did you book the IPC choir tour with Jeff McClellan?
Yeah, I was in charge of wake-up calls. I wanted the choir to wake up at 4:30 each morning, but McClellan wouldn't hear of it. He let them sleep till 6:30 several times, and that really made me mad. You see, I'm a bit of a sadist.
Really? I'm a masochist. Hurt me.
No.
Did you book anything for the McClellans?
Yeah, a gondola in Venice. I arranged for the one with holes in it, but McClellan overruled me.
So you have a pretty strong grudge against him.
Only enough to get rid of him.
You're calling Mia. I heard you changed your name.
Yes, I added the name of my birth, Assisi, to my name.
You're calling me Assisi?
No, I'm calling me Assisi.
Are you still playing organ at the One Foot in the Grave nursing home?
Yeah, I've seen more ruins than a Roman tour guide.
You would love to get the IPC gig, wouldn't you?
Yes, it's the one position I would like to have. Every time I think I can get McClellan's job, like when he does some modern piece, he takes him on a trip or something, and I'm stuck in heaven's waiting room. I would love to play that IPC organ.
Where were you Friday night?
Are you kidding? Friday is tapioca night at the home. I never miss tapioca night, except maybe to get rid of McClellan.
You're Dennis the Menace.
Actually, it's Dennis the Threat. Dennis the Menace has been copyrighted by the United Press Syndicate. I've been known to commit a few violent crimes, but I'll be darned if I'll violate patent and copyright statutes.
As I recall, you have a history with McClellan. Seems he had an affair with your ex-wife, Venice. You were so angry you had her killed, didn't you?
Well, you're wrong on three counts. First, my ex-wife never met McClellan. Second, she's standing right over there. Wave to the detective, honey. And third, her name is Venus, you moron. V-E-N-U-S, not Venice. You're the only one that calls her that. But I would like to get rid of McClellan because he plays the organ too loud.
Hey, Intelligent. We've had just about enough of you accusing us of every crime you come across.
Louis, Don, Colin, and Dennis draw their guns.
They had the drop on me. I had to do something and do it quick. Okay, boys, here's how it's gonna go. You just drop those guns and nobody will get hurt. Actually, you can go ahead and keep the guns because I can tell they're fake. Each of you miscreants had a motive to get rid of McClellan, and each of you had the opportunity. But only one of you could do the crime, and that one is...
When things aren't going well and you would like to celebrate the glorious stained glass windows of IPC, you can buy some roundels. What's a roundel, you ask? It's an ornamental glass hanging that you can put in your window. The roundels are faithful reproductions of some of the stained glass windows in the sanctuary, made in celebration of the 100th anniversary of IPC. There are seven of them. Five of them.
One, two, three, four, five!
And despite the name, they are not all round. Also consider purchasing some IPC note cards. They have various drawings of the church. Both make great gifts, and all the proceeds go to help the choir. Now, who was the suspect?
I don't know. I lost my train of thought.
Your train of thought tends to run off the rails a lot, doesn't it?
Haven't you found this week's clue yet?
Yes. Someone slipped a note to me. It says, arm evilly.
What does that mean?
I assume it means to obtain arms in order to perpetrate evil actions.
So, we have 1 BC, a pastime, and arm evilly as clues. And we're supposed to make sense of those?
Will our barely competent detectives find out who kidnapped Jeff McClellan? Will they be able to piece those clues together? Will they ever find love? Wait, that's another radio show. And why do we drive on a parkway and park on a driveway? Tune in next week for the answer to those questions on the IPC Choir Radio Mystery Theater.